Please forgive all the intrigue, but you're not here to listen this evening to a special sermon from the Reverend. You're here to listen to me. Uh-uh. There's no way out. You are stuck here. Those doors will not open until I allow them to open. But don't panic. Stay in your seats. I'll say my piece and we'll be over before you know it. You know what I am. You call me in hushed breaths, witch, wicca, whatever. Some of you have threatened to have me burned at the stake. I do believe in this day and age that's murder. But yet you still harbour those thoughts. You tell yourself that witches do not exist, but yet you shun me. You've pushed me and pushed me until I now live on the outskirts of town. And I dare venture in more than once a week to collect my groceries and leave. Even the postman won't bring my mail. And so I sit in my big house up on the hill, and you'd think that I'd be alone, wouldn't you? But I have news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Your partners, your spouses, your sons, your daughters, your other halves, all of your families, not one of you is an exception, have come to me for help at some stage or another. Whether it be for a love potion, a childbearing spell, a revenge spell. You've all come to me. You've all asked for my help, and yet you still shun me. And ladies and gentlemen, your men and women alike, come to me for much more carnal pleasures than you would think. Some of you ladies who I can see from right here taste delicious. You seem to like to pay the price for your spells very quickly and very readily and very wetly. Men as hard and proud as I go down on my knees and suck their cocks. No, sir, do not interrupt me. You of all people cannot interrupt me. I have way more secrets to tell about you than I have about anybody else in this room. So tell me, do you want to hold your peace? Good. I've petitioned the mayor. It's hardly big enough for a mayor, but I've petitioned the leaders of the village to come back, and you've all said no, so I have a little something for you to help maybe change your mind. A little persuader, perhaps. Hear me, feel me, know me, react to me, want me. Now that wave of unease and skin crawling you're feeling right now is my spell settling in. Settling in to all of you, male and female alike. And as I lay back here on the chair, cross my legs and uncross them, you'll see, and most of the men have seen already, I'm not wearing any panties. My shirt's a little far too open than it should be. Jezebel, somebody heard, was heard calling me as I came in. I'm not a Jezebel. Jezebel goes out looking for it. You all come to me. You just won't admit it. Hypocritical, all of you. But as I rub my hands over my breasts and squeeze, as they grow hard, as my nipples harden, as I watch you trying not to watch me and trying to understand why it is that, as a woman, your nipples are getting hard. You can feel hands on your breasts. And men, how it is that you can feel soft, warm hands sliding down your chest. Kisses behind them. You can't understand why you're all getting turned on, can you? The ladies here are all becoming wetter and wetter by the second. As I just roll my nipples between my finger and thumb. Even through my shirt and bra. Oh, it feels good as if I just pluck them a little. There it is. The first gasps from the congregation. Oh, those lovely moans from the ladies. They can't help themselves. They're trying to stay quiet, but they can't. It's part of the spell. They feel how I feel. And men, you react to how your wives are feeling. You react to everything that they do. That's why you're all here in couples. I'm sorry that I... Well, no, I'm not sorry that I duped you all into being here, but... A wonderful sight. There you go. As I run my hands down my tummy, over my thighs, past the end of my skirt, so it's skin on skin, and just slide it up, part my knees. You see my pussy. Ladies, you've no need for your panties. Take them off. Gentlemen, there's no need for restraint. Undo yourselves. Take your cocks out. And if I just run my hand around two of my fingers and rub, can you feel that? Can you feel a hand around your cock? And as I suck my fingers, that's it. Feel a mouth on your cock where your hand is right now. It's an odd illusion, isn't it, to see your hand, but to feel a warm, wet, sucking mouth on you. Ladies, as I run my hand up to my pussy. Oh yes, gentlemen. You are honed to a much finer point to my moans and my gasps than you are of your wives. So as I get more and more turned on, the more and more it'll affect you. The more these ladies play with themselves, the harder and harder it's going to get for you not to come everywhere. Ladies, don't hold back. Circle your fingers around your clits. That's it. For those of you who resisted taking your panties off, take them off now. Good. Oh, this lady down the front has such a pretty pussy. So straight-laced and well-dressed, but with a shaved pussy. Look at that. And you call me Jezebel. You call me slut, whore, witch, bitch. Oh, this feels really good. So I rub my tits with one hand and my pussy with the other. What's the matter, ladies? Have you never felt it this good before? Oh. She's close to you. She's close to losing it. Poor thing. That's it. Push yourselves. Push yourselves harder as I plunge my fingers into my pussy. Men, you're going to feel my pussy squeeze around your cock. Ladies, you're going to feel a cock in your pussy. That's it. Plunge your fingers in. That's it. Ride the waves. Ride the waves of pleasure. That's it. I think all of you have almost lost control there. Don't fight it. Pleasure isn't worth fighting. No. This isn't a punishment. This is a pleasure for you. And whilst I may have robbed you and raped you of your control and your consent, all I'm giving you is pleasure. I could be so much worse. I could turn you into anything. I could never let you feel pleasure again with one of my spells. But what do? I give you what it is I feel. You can feel what I feel. You can feel how it is to be fucked and fuck. That's it. As I turn round and lean over in my chair, my ass in the air, my skirt over it, look at my pussy. Look at my fingers plunging in and out of it as I spread my legs and look back over my shoulder. Men, can you see and feel how it is? You can almost feel my hair wrapped around your fist as you pull my head back. Your cock plunging in and out of me harder and harder, over and over.
Ladies, feel that cock in your pussy. Feel it pumping into you. Feel it so ready to empty the creamy white cum up into your dirty pussies. That's it. Come on. That's it. Feel it. And as I get closer and closer to coming, so are you. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, listen to the moans of all of you. So many moans of ecstasy. And you wait till we all come together. That's it. I'm just going to hold you on the edge. That's it. I'm just going to finally pluck this bowstring. Keep you there. Keep you on the edge. You can't come until I come. You are held in this perpetual edge until I come. Oh, I can feel all the energy, the sexual tension of all of you, and it is, oh, it's such a potent mixture. It'll top up my magic. It'll give me everything I need. That's it. Oh, that's it. You're all going to come with me. Come on, let's break this dam at once. Oh, listen to the cries, you beautiful, beautiful things. Oh, listen to the howling of the wolves outside. They can feel the energy, the sexual tension. They can hear the moans and the release. Look at you all. Look at you all drenched in sweat on this beautiful summer balmy evening, locked in a church with a witch. Look at your fingers. Ladies, lick them off. That's it. Now, ladies, you have one more job before I release you. Clean up your men's cocks, but not your own. You can clean a cock, but it's to not be your husband's. Oh, look at the conflict in your faces as you enjoy licking off the cum from these men's cocks. And the shame and doubt and embarrassment of it not being your husband. Now, forced as you may have been, you cannot deny that you enjoyed it. And as I click my fingers and release you, you're free to go. However, when I next petition the town to be allowed to move back to my chateau, I expect it to be granted. And I expect the vilification of me and mine to stop. I can give you pleasure, you've seen that. But I can give you so much more too, and not all of it pleasurable. Good day.